And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the studio with a couple of great guys, Dan Hasbrook from Freedom Boat Club and Jeff Hughes from H&H Marine. We're going to be talking about boats, motors, fishing, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a good time today talking fishing. And, man, this is such a cool, unique show with the boys in here. Like, everything gets covered. Yeah. Fishing, boat, service, buying new, fixing what you got. This is going to be a really good one.
Boat show season and time to start thinking about getting out on the water. Getting out on the water.
If you weren't on the water yesterday, like, you needed to go buy a new Defiance because it was really nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice out there yesterday.
Beautiful all week. Look at this. Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, boys?
Morning, how's it going?
Great to have you. So let's start with Freedom Boat Club. What's going on with Freedom Boat Club? You guys are staying busy in the winter,
well,
right?
We are.
This brutal winter that we have in Southern
yes,
California.
Right, exactly, yeah.
70 degrees and sunny.
Absolutely. The boats are going out. You know, probably something you guys didn't hear through the pipeline, but I can announce it here, which was really, really cool, is we won Franchise of the Year last year. So,
wow.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
That's a big deal because how many franchises are there?
There's 208 locations worldwide.
Wow.
So San Diego is the best.
Wow.
The best right
nice
now.
Going.
Great.
Yeah,
good
pretty
job.
So on that note, we're getting tons of new boats. I think I ordered like 25 new boats for the season coming up here.
Wow.
Turn it over some of that fleet, and then we're expanding. It's great.
That's cool.
Wow,
man.
That is fantastic. So for our listeners that may not understand, what is Freedom Boat Club?
Membership-based boating. Basically, we own all the boats. We take care of the maintenance, the hassles, the insurance, the cleaning, the dock fees, the training, fishing education. We do seminars. We do events. We get the members together so they can go fishing together if you don't have a fishing buddy. All that for a low entry fee and then monthly dues.
So you pay an entry fee, and then you pay a monthly dues, and you just get on the boat, go fishing, come back, and somebody else cleans the boat?
100%.
All you have to do is just put fuel in when you get back.
That's right. Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
And your fleet is real deal. I mean, you guys have a lot of boats. You have a lot of boats for everybody.
Correct, yeah. The fleet right now is 40. The fleet this year will grow to about 50 or 55. Of the fishing boats, it's 24-foot center consoles with 50-gallon bay tanks, and then the Defiance 22 Admirals, same bay tank in it. So set up for West Coast fishing for everybody.
Yeah. And so if somebody joins the club and they're a member, how do they access the boats? I mean, and we should also talk about it's not just San Diego, too.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. So reservation systems online. Go on, pick the boat you want on the day you want it. You can even select a button that says, hey, I want a trip buddy that'll talk to the other members. Hey, I want a fishing buddy. Let them know. They could jump on with you. And then there's the other locations across the country. So we had a couple of members go down to Florida, and one guy was trying to catch a tarpon, and he got a tarpon last year.
That's right.
He was pretty excited. So, yeah, you booked that online as well.
Okay. Yeah. Right on the same deal. So same deal. I was just down in Naples, Florida, and I saw Freedom Boat Club there. So I'd be able, if
correct,
I was a member, I'd be able to access a boat right there.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Right.
And Florida has so many different places to go fish.
Absolutely. We've got a location in Isla Mirada, which I love to hit every time I'm in Florida because it's the Keys. Let's go down and fish, right?
Yeah. So. Fish or dive or whatever.
Correct.
I go down there. Isla Mirada is like the center point there.
It's a great
spot.
So
how accessible is that out-of-town stuff for Freedom Boat Club members?
It's the same. So we run a 10-to-1 ratio across the country. I mean, that's pretty much what we try to stick to. So 10 members to one boat, and we grow. And each club has its own seasonality. Reservations are quite open, so.
That's what I dig so much about your program is it's never going to be so full that you're not going to get your reservation for your boat. You know, no matter what, as soon as you hit another, whatever, the 10th member, another boat comes online. So it's, you know, the day that you start, it's not like once it gets, you know, if you feel like you get in early and then it gets busy and all of a sudden your boats aren't available anymore, it'll always be the same all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. We sprinkle in different types of boats to try them out. So we could be the guinea pig, let's say, if you're interested in a pilot house. And you join the club, and then you realize you don't like pilot houses, and then you leave the club one day because you love center consoles. I mean, I had that gentleman. He ended up staying in the club for 5 years, but he mentioned to me, he's like, "Wow, I never would have tried all these boats at the same time because of the diversity here."
And there is a lot of your members become boat owners after a while. They decide, "Hey, you know what? I'm really into this. I want my own boat," and then they go to Jeff at HH Marine. It's kind of like the full circle, right?
Correct. And actually what we did, we started the try it before you buy it. So if you are wishy-washy about ownership and the club seems to be something, but you're back and forth and back and forth, you know, we've done something where we secure your entry fee to put into a new or used boat through H&H. So we'll hold that entry fee, and then we'll just give it back to you, let's say 3 to 5 years later or 1 year later, to jump into a new or used boat with
H&H. Really?
Oh, so if you actually purchase a boat
from
Jeff, that entry
rebate
is rebated back to you when
correct,
you buy it.
Absolutely.
So now you're selling Defiance boats now and Yamaha outboards, right, Jeff?
Defiance boats, Yamahas, Mercuries.
Yeah.
Anything you need.
And, of course, service.
Full service.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're right now we're geared up. We're kind of focused on the Sun Road Boat Show. So we put a couple boats in the water down there.
Yep. Saw it the other day.
Today's the
nice
final
boats.
Day. So everyone out there, if you want to come down and see the 22 and the 27 Admiral, they are in the water at the Sun Road Boat Show.
That 27 is a big fishing
a lot of
platform.
Boat,
big bait tank.
Badass.
It's an awesome boat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty amazing, actually. I mean, it's stable and fishy, and, you know, you can put six guys comfortably in the cabin, plenty of room, some privacy, close the door, get in the V-berth, you know.
And what's the power?
It's got twin 250 Yamahas on the back.
Wow.
Yeah.
The thing moves.
Oh, it flies.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, right now, till March 31st, Yamaha has a 5-year warranty.
That's correct.
That is included at no extra charge.
That's correct.
Unbelievable.
Yep, that's great value added there. Yamaha does it a few times a year, but you know, certainly now would be the time to take advantage if you're looking to get into something for the season. Yeah. You know, season's going to be here before you know it.
We were talking about that before the show, just that, you know, boating is big right now, and like you've got a boat that a lot of people want, and like if you know that that's a thing that you're going to be doing, like getting your purchase in now is starting to become a big deal, because you know those boats are really popular and they can only produce so many a year, and the longer you wait, you know you're starting to very closely approach fishing season.
Great point. So you know whether you're starting to think about it or you're even closer to pulling the trigger. You know, the factory, like you said, only has limited production spots. So I can tell you right now, you know, if you wanted to order a boat from us and it wasn't in stock, if you ordered a boat from me today, you'd probably get it pre-summer, maybe June. You know, if you wait another month, you know, you're not probably going to even take delivery of the boat till sometime midsummer. And, you know, at that point, it's a little bit too late if you want to, you know, kind of enjoy the summer, sure, but also take advantage of, you know, the good fishing and everything else.
And there's certainly some advantages to buying a boat with you guys because, you know, you're doing the rigging, electronics and bait tanks and things like that. But still, that all takes time. You know, I mean, like, I would guess that doing that with you is going to take a little bit less time because it's all done in-house because you do, you know, killer bait stalls, electronic installs and stuff like that. But still, that it, you know, everything that you need to do takes a little more time. And, you know, there's always bugs to get worked out of things. Like
That's correct.
It's time.
I mean, you know, you guys are boat owners, like, so you know. There's going to be stuff that you want to do before you're really out there using it the way that you want it, and that takes time, like you're saying. So the time is now. You know, come down and see us. Give us a call.
And it goes for repowers, too. You know, that Yamaha deal is good for – that five-year deal is good for repowers. And how's the availability on Yamaha outboards right now?
Wide open.
You're good.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you're looking at repower now with the Yamaha, it's time.
It is time. And we're having great success with repowers, and to be honest, I've got – Repower customer picked up yesterday. I have another one dropping off this week, and then I have one dropping off the following week.
Nice.
And I have another boat coming in second week of February. It's being customized down at Peachy Frondo's spot, and then we've got a motor sitting here in our yard waiting for it to be done. So now's the time for repowers, too. If you want to put a motor on your boat, you better get down here soon because we're going to be March or April before you know it.
Yeah, you guys did 40, right, last year? 40
Holy
repowers?
Mackerel.
Yeah.
We did a lot.
That's good.
Experts of repower.
Yeah. And then you also, Jeff, hard to believe, but you still do mobile service, too.
We do, actually. We've just enhanced our mobile. You know, I was kind of the mobile mechanic for a long time, and we just hired a kid out of Florida. His name's Mike. He's doing a great job. He was formerly trained with some Evan Rue training, and he worked at Dusky Marine, so he was a rigger at Dusky Marine for a long, long time.
Nice.
Knows his way around the inside of a boat real well. So he joined the team, and...
I bet that was a little breath of relief for you, because like I just know how busy Jeff was doing one thing, let alone the 30 other things that he has going on.
It was great. I mean, and cool. he being from Florida, he knows his way around a boat. Yeah. And, you know, handles a boat real well, and because that's a lot of part of our service for particular customers is, you know, they're too busy, so we'll just go to the slip, grab the boat, haul it out, put it back when we're done.
That's invaluable, man. That's awesome.
Dan, what's the philosophy on having Freedom Boat Club and also owning a boat dealership? I mean, you guys are partners in the boat dealership and Freedom, and then Freedom Boat Club's your deal. What's the philosophy on why would you want to have all those different things?
Excellent question. I think it all started with me and Jeff looking at each other one day at Dana Landing and both of us needing a boat yard, and then realizing we also couldn't find a decent mechanic on last minute, and everything kind of came to fruition. And like, well, let's open a dealership and get this started. And then the service got out of control. And then we recognized, at least I did from Freedom Boat Club, that people leave the boat club. They love the boat club, but they'll leave for various reasons. We're moving, economic status change, whatever. Some people leave to buy a boat, and I lose 10% a year. So last year, about 20 people left and bought a boat. And I want to service them. I want to keep them in the family and take care of, even if they buy a boat outside of our network, we're going to take care of them. So.
Yeah, because they get used to having a boat that always works perfect because H&H is always servicing all the boats that are in the fleet. So you might as well just keep on that same program.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
you
we've created some trust there, and I want to keep it. And it's been pretty simple. And regardless, again,
great concept.
They buy a new boat or used boat from me or a boat from somebody else. I mean, we can help them no matter what.
Why did you go to Defiance? I know you were doing some stripers and stuff like that. Why did you go?
You know, honestly, right away, West Coast. The owner of Defiance happened to, we had been talking for a couple years, and he called me last year on my cell phone and said, let's put him in the fleet and let's try to figure out a dealership. And I said, absolutely, that's the model.
Yeah.
Designed for Southern California.
It's that boat is perfect. I mean, I just, It's the pilot house that's built on the West Coast for West Coast people, by West Coast people, yeah. ready to fish out here. And they listen to us, too. I like that I can call the owner of a manufacturer on the phone. He'll take our suggestions, like the small yellowtail. He's a good guy. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that. The yellowtail's coming back. That was always like one of my favorite design, shape, whatever you want to call it, on boats. I was so bummed when that went away, and you said it's back.
It is back. It is back. So many people may not know, the Defiance has a couple of different boat lines that they actually do, one of which is called Arima. And so the Arima line has five or six different 19-foot models. But I guess the demand was too great. So what they did was they took the 19 Arima hull, and then they dropped that Cuddy cabin, you know, kind of fish forward, you know, glare reducing.
I love that thing. Yeah. It's like cord raked windows.
It's still a full walk around.
Yep.
It's huge. Yeah. You wouldn't believe
how much
deck space could possibly be on a boat that'll fit on a trailer in your driveway.
Yep.
That thing's rad.
Yep.
It's rad.
So you have a spot to get out of the weather if you need or just be protected, but you can also get a full walk around, casting platforms, the whole deal.
The whole deal.
What's the power on it?
It varies up to, you know, up to 150.
Yeah.
You could, you know, 90, 115, 150.
Really? 150 super rad economic. On that thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Wow.
And, I mean, but we're talking a 19-foot boat that you can put a full center cockpit-style bait tank. You have a legit bait tank. You can be out of the weather. You can have a boat that goes, you know, anywhere you want to go, you know, tuna fishing islands, that kind of thing, but a 19-footer.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Bo's scheming something right now on the bait tank. We haven't seen it yet, but I talked to him yesterday, and the boat you're going to get for the Fred Hall show is going to get I got to work out the bait tank situation. You're just going to have to wait and see
that's
it.
Cool.
So it's going to be
cool.
It's going to be cool.
And you guys will be at both Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Del Mar.
Yep.
Yep.
And we'll have that yellowtail there. So please,
the boat
put
will be
it
there.
On your calendar if you're interested. Yeah. And we're telling people right now we're targeting this boat to be a sub $50,000, ready to go.
Wow.
Driveway.
Boat and trailer.
Yep. With a trailer, everything in it, ready to go.
Holy
Here's God. Your boat. Go fish tomorrow. Less than 50 grand.
Wow.
You guys are going to kill it with that thing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And you'll have special pricing for the Fred Hall shows.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, right now, both Freedom Boat Club and H&H Marine, we've got some extra special pricing for Sun Road because we're still in January, so we're trying to drum up some business this time of year.
For the show that's going on today.
Exactly. So if anybody comes down today, the H&H Marine's got some heavy discounts on those Defiances, mostly because, like we said, we want to get you a boat now because we don't want you to wait until it's too late. So
And that's on Harbor Island, the Sun Road Marine.
Correct, that's right 10 there. To 5 today at the marina,
And you have a Freedom Boat Club booth in there. You have some special incentives in there.
Absolutely.
And then the two boats on the dock.
Yep. There's between 1,000 and tens of thousands to save today between each business. So.
Okay. Well, check it out. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about,
a lot to cover. I mean, both fishing, boating, boat sales, boat club, the whole nine. Today's going to be a really cool day, and we didn't say it yet, but we are giving away an unreal prize today.
Yeah.
Very, very cool and very special, and we're really appreciative to Jeff and Dan for allowing us to make this happen. So, at the end of the show today, somebody is going to get a one-day trial membership to Freedom Boat Club. And it includes the training you up on how to use the boats, then you get to...
So how does that work?
This is really cool.
Yeah,
so basically every member who pays to join the club gets the training. The training involves about 3 to 4 hours inshore, 3 to 4 hours offshore, and then they can start using the boats. With the trial membership here we're giving away, they're going to get the same training. And then on any other day, they can take a boat out for a full reservation. So, you know.
So you get the full training.
Correct.
And then you get to use the boat for a full day.
Correct. On a different day. We're not going to try to put it back into the same day. So, no, I want you to get a full membership experience.
So you're going to get your own pilot house for the day to go, you know, wherever. Go catch yellowfin tuna on the,
that's
on the
a,
you know,
worth
on the
several
182.
Hundred bucks.
Like.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity.
I just think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a cool call. And, yeah, you get your own boat for the day and a really cool prize, and we're really appreciative of that. And it's going to be a great one. And not just the fact that you got these guys to talk about. I mean, you want to talk about boat experience, you know, and motor and repower. It's just going to be a really cool one today. And we want to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk, hook up this morning, give us a call, 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973. Lots to talk about, lots to cover, and when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are packing up quick. There's literally just one line still open. If you want it, 833-288-0973. That's how you talk to Jeff, talk to Dan, get in on the fun today.
All right, let's hear about it. The San Diego Bay Bass Tournament. Didn't see you on the leaderboard there, Ricky.
No,
What's up?
We didn't make the leaderboard. We had a really good time. Really good time, actually. I fished with Dallas, my wife, and we had really fun fishing. And we had a really productive day. We caught a lot of fish. I was kind of joking with Pete before the show. I don't think I've ever had a day with that many legals, you know, good ones, and still
not. The sand bass is 14 inches.
Yeah, and not had the weight that we needed to make the board. We just we had good fishing, and Dallas did awesome. You know, that is a grind of a day doing it all day that. And we like the long line, you know, swim baits for sand bass. So it's turning the handle for about 8 hours, and she did awesome. So I got to say, I was really proud of Dallas. She did great. She had two of the three fish that were in our limit, so she did great.
Nice.
And we had a lot of fun. I think we had 25 to 30 fish that were of legal size, but we never had the 3-pounder we needed to elevate us up onto the board. So we finished in the middle of the pack somewhere and had a great time doing it. And it was everything that we always talk about the tournament being. Like, those guys run such a good event. It's huge, the number of people, and like how they can, you know, organize the chaos. It went so smooth. Everybody launched, everybody landed, everybody weighed in. Giant barbecue, free beer, huge raffle. It just, there were no hiccups. They crushed it. And
Brandon in the tackle store did quite well. He placed third. You're right.
Yeah. I was in contact with Brandon all day, and you know, we were weighing our fish, and we think we got about this much in the tank, and he sent me a text. He goes, "Dude, I think we got it. We got a 4.6 pounder." And that's
a big fish.
That's huge. I mean, that was more than our limit weight. You know, with one fish.
What was the big fish for the tournament?
I don't know for certain, because, you know, it was roll. I usually fish with Doug, so usually I'm the guy that's weighing in the fish, and I'm on the boards, and Doug's bringing the boat back. Well, this year it was different. Dallas weighed the fish in, and I was bringing the boat back around, and so I didn't. I know that there was a fish that was over 5 pounds in the tournament this year. So hopefully we'll hear from Dwayne to get the full wrap up. But
sure.
But yeah, there was some great weights. It took over 10 pounds to win the tournament.
Wow. Yeah, third 9.9 was third pace.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, right.
And
exactly.
And the
yeah.
previous years that would have blown everybody away.
You're taking the whole thing.
Yeah.
A good buddy and a guy who was on your panel, Matt Moyer, I thought was so cool. Fished with his son Maddox. It was their first time father and son fishing a tournament together,
cool.
And they were like in the teens. They had a great score, so I was really stoked to see Matt and his son fishing. It was just awesome. It was a great event. We had a really good time. We had a productive day. We probably had 50 fish for the day. The bay is healthy and biting, and it was a great event. Would have loved to have had a little more weight, but
yeah, hey, that's all right.
We
had
stoked.
A fun day on the bay
and
caught a lot of fish.
We'll be doing it again together next year. It was really cool.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to get through, we have one line open right now. You have a chance to win that one-day trial membership, which includes actually 2 days.
Yeah.
Because you get the full training, and then you get to take your own boat out and go fishing.
I mean,
that's such a great deal.
That's the thing that I can't get over.
That's
like,
really super generous.
What Dan is giving away today is an opportunity for you and a couple of your buds to go fishing on an Admiral, go catch a bunch of yellowfin tuna this year. You know what I mean? Like, this is so cool. You're gonna get the boat and go get it on that great yellowtail fishing that's been happening. Surface, you know, you're getting your own boat. It's just awesome. Yeah, I'm so stoked for one of our lucky callers to get the whole Freedom Boat Club experience. Again, if you want to get your shot or your chance to talk to Jeff and to Dan, 833-288-0973. That's how you get us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
All right, jump into the phones, Rick.
All right, how about we start it off with Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Mark?
Great.
My question's for Jeff. What do you do with the boats that you're done with? Do you sell them or... what do you do with them?
You're talking about the Freedom Boat Clubs, the ones that you turn over?
Yeah, no, the ones that, like, he said he bought 20 new boats.
Yeah.
And he said they only go, like, 25 or something like that in the fleet.
Gotcha.
How many he said, and it doesn't add up. So what does he do with the ones that they get rid of?
Great question. We actually retail sell them right out of H&H Marine, so they literally come out. Those guys basically prep them for sale, get them out of the boat club, get them ready to go, fresh service, everything else. Every boat this year is actually going to get a one-year extended warranty as part of the deal.
Wow.
So you're going to buy
yourself?
All of our used Freedom boats through H&H. And we're probably going to sell, I need to sell about 20 boats this year, pontoon, deck boats, fishing boats, Defiances, everything.
Kind of everything.
How often do you buy a used boat with a warranty?
Never. Especially when it's the person who bought it and the people who maintained it is the same one,
yeah,
right? You go
huge.
Buy a used boat, you don't know where it was at. We can guarantee who touched it. It was us.
Yeah. So. And I know you maintain the boats very, very well because you want those things to run when the
absolutely,
when your
yeah,
customers
that, that's
are down there.
That's absolutely right. We're gonna take care of the membership. So on the backside when we sell it, it's a great boat.
So if somebody wants to look into buying one of those used boats, they contact H&H Marine?
That's right. We're building our used section of the website now.
Okay.
And then between March, April, May, June is our used boat sale season.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start seeing those pop up.
Okay, so just look at HHMarine.com.
Yeah, HHMarineSD.com.
HHMarineSD.com.
What's usually the, you know, how long does a boat stay in the fleet before it becomes part of the used fleet? You know, how old are those boats, that kind of thing?
Nothing's older than 3 years. That's definitely my limit, absolutely. And then
that's like a brand new boat.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then typically the fishing boats, I'm flipping 18 months.
Well, and how
cool
is that for both sides? If you're a Freedom Boat Club member, that means every time, you know, you make your reservation, it's on virtually a brand new boat. And then the same thing for the used side of things. Like, it's not easy to find a boat that's only 3 years old that's available on the used market. You know, I mean, the lifespan on a Defiance it's a really long time. So to be able to find one that's got, you know, some used boat pricing, but still in a brand new shape is huge.
Yeah, you can step into one of my used Defiance Admirals through H&H for saving 40% off a new boat, you know, step into it with a 1 year warranty and then run it for 5 years. We'll repower it later and you got a boat for the rest of your life.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Pretty good. Great deal. Hey, Mark, thanks. You better check out H&H Marine. And of course, Jeff, if somebody wants to come down and look at boats, you have.
Yep. Yeah, come on down. I mean, we'll have whatever our in-stock inventory is at the time will be available on the lot. Yeah. Right now I have a 25, 27, and 22 Admiral. I also have the 210 Catalina.
And you're right there on
Garnett
Avenue.
Yep, 2680 Garnett and Pacific Beach. So give us a call, come on down, stop on by, see what we got.
Easy. How long before you think the Yellowtail makes its debut back on the lot? Like, when do you think you'll see one of those in hand again?
We have been promised we'll have one for Long Beach.
Oh, so, wow, cool.
So it'll be 5 weeks.
It's around the corner.
Yep.
Rad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is around the corner. Yeah. All right, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Gary calling us from Lawndale this morning. The Iron Man's on the phone. What's up, Gary?
Good morning, everyone.
Gary?
I'm sitting here looking at this website they have, and it's really nice. I like the idea that it says boating made easy, made simple.
Yep.
I had questions about the boats, and wanted to know, do they provide bait tanks? And is there any way you could provide a guide or suggest a guide? And how about insurance?
All good questions.
Great questions. Bait tanks, yeah. I remember going to the first Fred Hall show, and we didn't have bait tanks. Me and my wife quickly realized that we need to install them. So we upgrade the boats with Blue Waters or use something that either Defiance puts in themselves or something. But it is West Coast bait tanks and the fishing boats. That is
real bait tanks.
Real bait tanks. That is a must. No live wells.
Yeah.
I'm an East Coast guy, transplant over here. I know.
Yeah.
I
learned the hard way. That's why the first Fred Hall was like, why? Yeah. Bait tank? What
I'm
do you
like,
need a bait tank
a bait
for?
Tank?
Right?
Yeah.
There's a real difference.
Right, exactly. So growing pain's there, but we're past it. And then as far as insurance goes, insurance is covered. Every member has a $1 million liability coverage on themselves.
Wow.
Which is really great because we know stuff can happen out there. Mm-hmm. With a $2,500 deductible, which is fantastic because, if anything goes wrong, God forbid, you're only out $2,500 versus maybe a whole boat or somebody getting injured.
Yeah.
And that's part of the membership. So, again, it's one-stop shop. There's no nickel and dime and extra money. That's it.
Wow.
That's cool.
It's such an amazing deal because you're not just limited to a fishing boat, which are most of our listeners probably going to do it, but if you want to go out, cruise around Mission Bay, you have a deck boat, right, with the whole family?
That's right. We got lots of deck boats.
Take the barbecue out there.
Yep. Yep. Bow riders. The pontoons right now have just been the most popular, especially for young kids and young families fishing. Like, great way for a young family to learn how to fish. A couple of young boys and girls on the boat and go do some bay fishing in Mission Bay. It's super easy. Matter of fact, Jared from Salty Crew, he's a member. We let him take his family out the other day, and they just all hooked up with some bay bass and had a great time.
Rad.
Yeah, it was cool.
But that's a cool thing, is that, like Gary's saying, your insurance is covered. Let's say you live in a place and you don't have the ability to store a boat. You don't have to worry about that, right?
That's right, yeah.
Buying a new truck to pull a 27, you know, I mean, like, you're talking about pulling a 25-foot pilot house. Like, that's not always done. Storage and,
And having a boat in the water at your disposal, that's the only way to find it.
How about walking away when you're done?
I like that.
Kidding me? That's the best part.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into it. Talk to John. John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I had asked Ricky this the other day, but did you have any boats that were out fishing the tournament yesterday? And can you have a boat and keep it out overnight? Like, I wanted to go hooping in the bay for lobster.
Good question.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Right, so it comes back to insurance. That's the one part we can't allow to do is none of the boats can go out in the dark. So we're sunrise to sunset. That's across the country for every Freedom Boat Club. Again, that was another reason why you asked me about the dealership. You know, here's another product for people who want to do more with their boat.
More experience in the
definitely
boat.
Buy a Defiance from us from H&H Marine. So no hoop netting on any of the Freedom boats, and that's mostly an insurance requirement.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you can't go overnight.
Yes.
You don't need to go overnight because you're on a fast boat, though.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, we've like this year, one of our gentlemen, I'll tell you his name. His name is Nam. He's great. He's caught in two cows year over year. Last year he caught a 268. This year he caught a 300-pounder.
On a Freedom Boat Club.
On a Defiance 220 Admiral in Freedom Boat Club. Yeah, it was a great video of those guys hoisting that thing on that boat. But, it's sunrise to sunset. Pretty standard.
Yeah. And that's anywhere you go across the country.
Correct.
Yeah. What if, I mean, you said there's there's Freedom Boat Clubs across the world. Are there other countries you can use boats in?
Yeah, right now, Vancouver's been open for about 3 years. We just got Nova Scotia, so East and West Canada, and then France opened up last year, too. So, and I think it's the Atlantic and the Mediterranean side of France, and we're expanding. Oh, we're
cool.
Stopped in Australia's coming, and New Zealand, and all over. So
unreal.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a fast-growing company.
It's going crazy.
Yeah. Very good. John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Some good questions there.
He also talked about being in the tournament, and I know Freedom Boat Club, you know, because, I mean, you have locations on both sides, and, I mean, if you wanted to fish, you know, if you wanted to fish the San Diego Bay tournament, I know there'd be absolutely no problem.
Yeah, there isn't a problem. And, as a matter of fact, a lot of times the tournaments request insurance, and the members email me. I send over a real quick certificate of insurance, so now everybody's happy and insured, and go fish the tournament, have a good time, and, Chad from Hookup Baits, he's a member, and he's always going into tournaments and doing stuff, so it's not a problem.
Yeah, so if do you have boats in San Diego Bay, too?
Yes.
You do?
Half the fleet's in Mission Bay, Dana Landing. The other half's at Cabrillo Isle over at the Sheridan.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of fishing boats.
Yeah. And we're looking to, I mean, my goal in the next 3 years is to have Oceanside and Chula Vista knocked out, so you can boat anywhere you want in San Diego County.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have
Correct.
All of San Diego County.
Yeah. Yeah, and if we're going down this road, I don't have a problem spilling the beans now, but me and my wife just bought Ventura in Santa Barbara, so we're going to open up Ventura this year.
Oh, wow. Good for you, man.
Forgot to mention that earlier to you guys, but yeah, so May and June, we're going to have a brand new boat club up in the Channel Islands area.
Which is great.
It's going
to
be great.
I like all that, too, that you got, like, you're clearly, you know, you guys are wanting to make this huge and everywhere, and, like, the person who benefits the most out of that is the membership. You know, I mean, everybody, it's just more options for everybody. It's more, you know, it's more avenues to go down. It's more boats to choose from. It's, you know, spread out even easier. It's easier to get your boat where you want it from.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I dig it.
Definitely. And like I said, I mean, with going back to the H&H thing, I mean, the reason why we did it is because we're getting people that are in the club. They love us. They love our model. They end up buying their own boat, and let's keep them in the family and take care of them.
Smart.
We're even thinking about throwing something up in the Ventura area for H&H to make sure we take care of people up there if
Great
they have a
idea.
So we're looking to, me and Jeff here and between both companies, do a lot and take care of you. If you're in a boat sub 35, we're going to help you.
Nice.
I dig it.
Very good. Well, if you want to get through, it's been a busy morning. Phones have been packed. One line open, 833-288-0973.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with H&H, more with Freedom Boat Club. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun, talking fishing, and speaking of fishing, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the catch report. Today, 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough to fish a live bait naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy or bluefin, yellowfin or bluefin. The answer is that Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as just a standard standalone hook. You can get it selected tackle stores and be ready to get bitten. All this talk about Fred Hall, we loaded a serious box of Gamakatsu, man.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be a very popular hook this
both
year.
Both the Nautilus and the Nautilus HD, that's the hook.
Yeah, really, really,
really
good.
Really great hook.
I fished that regular Nautilus at Guadalupe this year when we had that slightly smaller bait. And I'm such a big fan. That's a really good hook.
Good hook, for sure. Let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Captain.
What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Beautiful day in Southern California once again.
Gosh, what a great week, huh?
Yeah.
For sure. So our week up here, you know, I'd say you could certainly tell where we're sitting on the calendar as far as, catching-wise. But, man, the weather was beautiful. You know what I mean? So I'd say it was a bit of a tougher week for us. However, there's still plenty going on to keep boats away from the dock and to take advantage of this really good weather. So the half-day fishing, we're still targeting the bass. The surface action has certainly been dictated by the sea temps. Right now we're at like 58 to 60 degrees, depending on that sunshine and stuff. So it's also depending on a few conditions along with that sea temp, the current and, again, that sunshine certainly. But you put them all together and we on the days we had all things kind of line up, we could see things perk up a tiny bit. So a little bit of bass action, not at the surface, but, mid-water. And then, of course, some nice sand bass on the sinkers along with some sculpin and stuff. Caught and release, we call them the trio of untakeables right now, the sheephead, whitefish, and rockfish. So some of that stuff caught and release.
So sheephead is closed for January, February also?
Boat-based anglers, it is closed,
yeah.
Yep, so can't take that. Three-quarter day for us, though, still targeting that sculpin. Some good quality on these fish still. Day-to-day, for sure, a couple days this week, the things were a little tricky with some current and whatnot. Bait kind of moving in and putting the squash on it. But, however, catching five of them hasn't been really hard. And avoiding the rockfish has been fairly easy when fishing that setup that we've talked about the last few weeks, that heavy sinker and the rubber lure. And then on the halibut front for us, we have 17 fish on our Derby leaderboard right now.
Nice.
So no big fish this week, but a few fish did find some spots on that board. So really we're looking at like eight more spots to make it that 25 on that board. And then the cool part starts where people start getting bumped off by other fish. So certainly that'll keep people active and want to hop on those trips as well. So that's pretty much it for our week. You guys want to hop on a trip, certainly call the landing. Make your reservation this time of year, no doubt. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out by linking us either on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage there or checking us out at danawharf.com. And then when you book online with us, as always, save a few bucks. Use this code JAN, J-A-N-25. That'll save 25% for you on a half or three-quarter day trip.
Awesome. Great deal.
Yeah, so cool, Willie. Well, glad to hear that it was a good week. And like I say, we got another nice week of weather in front of us. I'm sure fish will be continuing to bite. Great job, as always. And we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Willie.
Appreciate that. Waiting for Gundy Gunnison, but in the meantime...
That's it, man. The 2020 CCA Bill Varnay calendar. It's now available. I checked it multiple times yesterday, double-checking our tide. Best tide calendar around that 2020 sport fishing calendar. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Turner's Outdoorsman and Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at fishthesurf.com.
All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Cliff? Cliff's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to make a quick testimonial because I am a member of the Freedom Boat Club, and we did fish, my son and I fished the Bay Bass Tournament yesterday.
Great. All right.
And so that was so simple. We drove to Cabrillo Isle Marina, hopped on our boat, and went about, I don't know, half a mile to the check-in. So when we made our reservations, I thought, oh, my gosh, it may be hard to get a boat. About 2 weeks ago, we booked our boat. There was at least seven...
Oh man!
Wonderful center console, and so for us it was just perfect.
Wow! So there were seven members that fished the tournament.
No, there was at least
seven boats.
Seven boats available to
choose from.
Yeah.
Wow!
Maybe only one boat was booked for that day.
Wow!
We had our pick of about at least seven beautiful center consoles for that day.
What if that's so cool, like secret inside info there.
And how nice that, now don't get me wrong, those guys do a great job controlling the chaos, but how nice was it to not deal with the launch ramp with 150 other boats in the morning and all the hassle of parking and putting in and dock space? You just got to stroll down the dock, grab your Freedom Boat Club, and away you go.
And then when you went back, somebody else cleaned it for you.
Fine, when we pulled up at the dock to check in, and then we put our boat away, hopped in the car. We were back for the barbecue with no boat to clean up at all. And we had our three bass in the.
How'd you place, Cliff?
We got three, actually four legal keepers, turned in three, but we were not in the top 25.
Ah, well, that was a tough year this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was a tough year for big ones, but there was a lot of fish.
There's
a lot of fish in the bay this year. Like, I think the bay's in a healthy, good spot right now. It was fun.
Well, good deal, Cliff. That's a nice testimonial there for so you love Freedom Boat Club.
Absolutely. And you can take me out of the running for the prize.
Because you're already in. All right, Cliff. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, he doesn't need the prize because he can have any boat he wants,
all
right?
All the benefits, yes.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I didn't realize that you guys were over Cabrillo Isle. So you've got a full fleet there and a full fleet in Mission Bay.
That's right.
So either harbor, if you're going offshore... You want to go to now? Can you go to the Coronado Islands?
That's right.
You can.
Absolutely.
Oh,
okay.
That's cool.
So as long as you have the proper documentation,
correct.
Can go into Mexican waters.
And it's all on the member passenger FMM and everything else. The boats are all set up ready to go. So
they are.
It yields onto the member to make sure they have their stuff.
Wow. So if you want to do winter rockfish fishing right now, you can go right now.
That's right.
And again, I know that we touched on it, but all of your boats are set up right. I mean, the boats are set up the way you would set up your personal boat. They have good electronics. They have good bait tanks. They have ample rod storage. I mean, all of them are – it's not like you put a stripped-down version in the fleet. They're all as you, if this was your own boat, how you would want to set it up for fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything's ready to go. We through the years, we learned about stuff, and, I put on, I started with, a 5-inch Lowrance, and we stepped up to the better, I think it's the Go 7 Simrad now, touchscreen. You know, we kind of moved forward because we were listening to the members, and we want to try to make sure their experience is good and easy. The whole thing is the hassle-free part. So
the hassle-free. Yeah. That's it. Boating made simple. That's what the website says.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jeff, so when it comes to H&H Marine and Marine Service, I know you keep busy with a lot of the Freedom Boat Club stuff, but you have several mechanics, both mobile as well as in-house, that you can call up. How far out for service right now?
Considering it's January, we're probably at least a week out, I would say, at this point.
It's going to get worse.
Oh, it's definitely going to get worse.
So get your boat service now.
That's right.
Right.
We do everything from, regular service to engine repowers, bait take installation, electrical installation. Now's the time to kind of go through the boat, make sure you got no bugs coming up for the season. Run through. We have a multi-point inspectional run through, make sure all the electrical, all your switches are working, make sure the bilge is working, all your pumps are working. Just make sure the boat's sound and ready to go for, whenever you want it to be ready. But it's always better now, give us a call, get on the calendar. We did an event last week at Dana Landing. Right. You know,
we were there.
You guys were there. You guys were doing a live broadcast, right? So we had a lot of folks come by, ask those very same questions. Right. Now's the time just to get your service work done so that, you know, you can get out on the water, you know, come April, May, June.
I hear people talk about winterizing all the time. And I mean, it's obviously not, you know, it was 70 degrees yesterday. So it's not like we have, you know, it's not like we have a, you know, a harsh environment, but we do have a downtime when you're not using the boat as much. Is that something that, you know, we should be doing out here? Like, you as a mechanic, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be sub-zero where we need to worry about,
it's,
you know,
a really good question. And I would say, you know, depending on the type of boat that you have, it was a little bit more kind of critical for some inboard applications. Okay. The outboards are a little bit easier. If you know the boat's going to sit a while, there are certain things that I'd recommend that you do. You know, there's different trains of thought. We've actually had discussions on that on this show before. You know, if you know you're not going to use the boat for a couple of months, you know, some guys say top your tank off, put some fuel stabilizer in there. Some guys say, you know, drain your tank, but then it could let moisture in. I mean, I would say top your tank off, put some fuel stabilizer in there. If you know you're not going to use it for, if you know you're not going to use it for a little while, disconnect your batteries or pull them out, put them on a trickle charger, you know, so some parasitic load doesn't kind of drain something when you're going out there trying to get going. Certain things like that, I'd say for outboard application. Inboard, if you've got, you know, salt water sitting in a block, I mean, you can flush it out. I mean, and that really kind of comes down to winterizing. You put fogging oil in, it just kind of keeps everything fresh inside. You know, change the spark plugs and, you know, that sort of stuff so things don't get fouled as it sits. But unless you're planning, you know, we don't do a lot of winterizing, but we had a customer come in and want to winterize a ski boat, and then we did all the work, and then 2 weeks later he was like, hey, so what do I have to do to get the boat back? And I was like, because it was 85 degrees, and I was like, well, we just did this so it would sit for 6 months. And he's like, well, yeah, and I really like to use it. So, like, you know, we just had to kind of undo everything we just did. Yeah. So
you don't need
when you started the question prefacing, do we really need to winterize? I mean, there are some things you can do to take care of your stuff while it's, you know, while it's going to sit for a little bit. But if you're using your boat somewhat regularly, even in the winter, if you're going to do it every couple of months.
We're like downtimers, not winterizers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Downtimers.
So what if your boat lives in the water, like mine? Do you have the ability to come and get it on a trailer and take it for service?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, we've got an assortment of trailers. A lot of folks just come by the shop, drop the keys off, figure out what marina, you know, they're at, and we'll go pick up the boat, bring it over, and drop it back off again for you.
We've utilized the service with Jeff before, and it is exactly as he just described. It was that easy. Nothing to it. Yeah. They came, got it, did it, service, killer, right back in. It was hassle-free, super easy.
Nice. Well, let's continue that catch report. Surf guru Gundy Gunderson is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Wow, good information, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we come around the backside of the full moon, but still some good catches, Pete. You know, the tides were a little less. We had a little swell during the week, but the guys are chipping away. Like I said, some weaker tides and swell slowed the bite a bit, but still some good catches made. The barred perch bite continued solid, especially up north on the better models. Lots of cabazon also moved in on those northern waters. On the southern beaches, limit to smaller perch. An improved halibut bite and a few more striped bass in the catch. Hook, line, sinker. Up north, reported limit style fishing for barred perch. The classic perch beaches are producing Silver Strand, Fifth Street, Santa Claus Lane. Most of the fish are around that 1 pound mark. A couple kickers pushing the 2 pound mark. Wiley's reported an outstanding cabazon bite. Anglers reporting multiple fish to 3 pounds on the reef beaches and even a few off the Malibu Pier there. Squid's been the top bait, few sand bass, croakers in the mix. Big fish reported limit-style fishing on smaller perch off Bolsa Chica. Gulp sandworms in the bloody color was hot this week. Smaller fish, you know, up to a pound, pound and a quarter, something like that. Ketchum Tackle reported an improved halibut bite along the peninsula there. The new glow-colored flash minnow's been hot in the shop there. They're selling it big time. 30-inch fish was the top catch this week. Hogan's reported a good plastic bite around Dana Point Harbor. Shop regular, two shop regulars took 14 sanded bay bass, a 24-inch halibut, and a mix of croaker and queenfish, so that's not bad for middle of winter.
Yeah.
Pacific Coast also reported two 25-inch halibut and then an 8 and a 12-pound striped bass taken off Ponto there. So still plenty to do, Pete, for middle of January. I'll take it any day of the week.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Gundy, I have to say, last week, your striper reports, Billy, who works in our tackle store, you had him super fired up that there was a legitimate striper bite going on last week. You had him all frazzled figuring out where to go from San Diego to try and catch one of those things, man. That was pretty cool.
You know, I heard some guys sent me some shots of some kids with spear guns. You got them, you know. I think one of the shots was off Lost Winds there in San Clemente, and then I got another one off of near L.A. Harbor there. So obviously there's some fish around if you can slide in the water and shoot a couple, you know what I mean?
Pretty cool, Gundy.
No kidding.
Well, great report as always, bro. We sure appreciate you taking all the time to compile all that great information all the way up and down the coast, man. We appreciate it as always and look forward to another great one next week.
All right, guys. I love doing it. Have a good week, huh?
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. And when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.